好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们愿意神继续带领我们的脚步。
May God continue guide our steps.
因为他的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because God's word is the light of our path.
今天讲到的题目是爱人如己的实践。
The sermon title today is the practice of loving your neighbor as yourself.
今天有许多新的概念，新的观念啊。
Today there's many and new concepts.
愿意神继续的更新我们的心思想法。
May God continue to renew our mindset.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求主你带领我们以下的时间。
Lord, may you guide the time.
赐给我们在分享你话语的时候有力量，有方向。
May you just give us the strength and direction from your words.
因为圣灵与我们同在。
Because the Holy Spirit is with us.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
阿们。
阿们。
好，爱人如己的实践。
The practice of loving your neighbor as yourself.
怎么展开这个题目呢？
How do we just elaborate this topic?
我们需要看看保罗在写罗马书的时候，他到底怀着一个怎样的心思意念呢？
So let's just take a look of that Paul's mindset when he wrote this the Roman 12.
刚才读经是读的罗马书13章8到14节，对吧？
We just read the scriptures in Roman 13 verses 8 to 14.
那这一节的上下文是怎么看呢？
So what is the context in between and these scriptures?
事实上，从罗马书12章的信息之后呢，保罗就一直围绕着爱神爱人的诫命呢，这个最大的诫命去展开了。
In fact, after Romans 12, Paul's message has been centered around the greatest commandment of loving God and loving others.
讲到爱神，就讲到要将身体献上当作活祭啊。
To love God, we should offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
然后在基督耶稣里行事为人，那是爱人的基础，对吧？
Also, acting in Christ is the foundation of loving others.
那上个礼拜的信息。
Last week's sermon.
我们是讲到在权柄前的行事为人。
So we talk about the acting before authority.
以及今天我们要讲的爱人如己的实践呢？
And also today we will talk about the practice of loving your neighbor as yourself.
其实这两篇信息都是在剖析我们是不是真正爱神的动机啊。
So both messages are analyzing our motivation to truly love God.
有的时候圣灵在拷问我们的灵魂的时候，也令我们是有很大的触动的。
Sometimes when the Holy Spirit just attests that just asking about our soul, it just moves our heart.
好，先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
彼此相爱的缘由。
The reason for loving each other.
对呀，为什么要彼此相爱？
Yes, why should we love one another?
能不能够不彼此相爱呢？
Can we not do so?
呀，这个彼此相爱又是从何而来的呢？
So where does loving one another come from?
问这个问题的原因是什么呢？
What is the reason to ask this question?
是因为我们这些罪人的本性啊，是很难去爱神爱人的，对吧？
Because it is very difficult for sinners to love God and love others.
我们比较多的是爱自己，而且还不懂得怎么爱自己，对吧？
And more of that, we just love ourselves more, and sometimes we don't even know how to love ourselves.
那保罗又是如何展开这个彼此相爱的缘由的呢？
So how did Paul just open this the topic to love one another?
首先是爱的亏欠与不亏欠。
First, there is the debt and the no debt of love.
什么是爱的亏欠呢？
So what is the debt of love?
爱的亏欠就是在神完美无瑕疵的上面出现了瑕疵，对吧？
The debt of love means it is a flaw in the flawlessness.
呀，就如同人犯罪一样。
Just like a man sinned against God.
上帝把人造出来放在伊甸园里边呢？
God created human beings and put him in the Garden of Eden.
在园中有一切的丰盛，一切的供应，但是人不珍惜啊。
In this Garden of Eden, God just provided all these things. However, the human does not treasure.
听见了魔鬼撒旦一点点的诱惑试探，马上就跌倒了。
So he just stumbled when he just heard the temptation from Satan.
所以人一犯罪就是对上帝这个爱的一个亏欠。
Therefore, when man sinned, he just has the shortage as a debt to God.
所以我们就可以说，罪就是人对神的亏欠，对吧？
Therefore, sin is man's debt to God.
也是神永恒完美计划当中的一个不达标啊。
And it is not up to the standard of God's eternal perfection.
如同圣经所说，以致世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
As the Bible says, all people have sinned and fallen short of God's glory.
这也是为什么我们在神的面前要常以为亏欠的原因，对吧？
This is why we should always feel that we are in debt before God.
那道理很简单呢、啊，因为我们都欠了神的债嘛。
And the reason is very simple. We all owe God a debt.
欠了他什么债呢？
What kind of debt that we owe God?
亏欠了他荣耀的债啊。
And a debt to His glory.
那么为什么又不亏欠呢？
So why we don't why don't we owe it?
Yeah, 一是因为基督的舍命补足了我们的亏欠。
First, it is because Christ's sacrifice made up for our debt.
Yeah, 第二呢，是因为除了十字架是白白得来的恩典。
Second, except for the cross, which was obtained for free.
其余的我们对人都是不可以亏欠的。
So we should not just owe anything to people.
更加不能够随意赚别人的便宜了。
Let alone take advantage of others.
为什么呢？
Why?
因此我们因为欠了神的债而不可亏欠人的债，听得懂这道理吧？
The reason is because we owe God a debt. We should not owe others a debt.
基督徒有一个理所应当的想法。
As a Christian, we just have a kind of thinking that we think is the reason of course.
好像只要是从神那里、从教会那里、从弟兄姐妹那里来的一切便宜都可以赚，都有这个误会啊。
We have a misunderstanding that that all the benefit we receive, like from the church, brother, sister, it's the matter of course.
Yeah, 西方的宣教士最早去进中国的时候，怎么样才能向人传福音呢？
For the Western missionary, when they enter China, so how can they do that?
就是让中国人来到教会有便宜可赚，可以吃一餐饭。
They just provide and the things and for people come to the church so they can be just receive the benefit.
临走还可以带一包米，带一包面回家。
And also when they leave the church, they can just bring like a bag of rice or some bread home.
有一次教会的那个有个大的标语，信耶稣得永生，对吧？
One time, and there's like a big the banner says, "I believe in Jesus, receive eternal life."
结果这个永生的永字那一点去掉，被风给吹掉了。
And then the eternal, this word in Chinese, there's a stroke on the top. It's been missing, just blown away.
永生的生下面那一横也不见了，也给风吹掉了。
And also the last word, the life, and the bottom line, and inChinese character is also gone.
信耶稣得水牛。
So people just read as the meaning became like a believe in Jesus, you just receive a cow.
然后十里八乡的乡亲们都来了。
So wow, the people just came just from all over the places.
然后听完道以后，这些人都不走了。
So after they listen to the sermon, they don't want to leave.
牧师问他，哎，你们怎么不走不回家了？吃完饭了，也有米也有面拿着了，你还有什么事吗？
Then the pastor just asked the congregation, so you received the rice and the bread, why don't you leave?
然后那些农民就指着教会的标语说，你说信耶稣得水牛，我们都信啊，我们都需要水牛，请把水牛拿过来给我。
Then the farmer just replied the pastor, they said, well, because you just have the banner says, believe in Jesus, we get a cow, so we're waiting for you to give us a cow.
那往往教会在这一个真理上，往往教导的也不够清楚了。
Oftentimes, and church did not just teach about and this the truth clearly.
除了十字架的恩典是可以白白得来的。
Other than the grace of the cross, it's for free.
人的便宜不可以随便去赚的。
Other than that, we just cannot just easily just to earn benefit from people.
也如同加拉太书所说的，个人的担子要彼此担当啊。
Just like in Book of Galatians mentioned, we just need to carry our own yoke.
这个担子是 L O A D， 指的是日常的，肩上担负的责任，这个担子。
So this is talking about load, L O A D, meaning that the responsibility we need to bear.
那当然，有些担子。加拉太书第六章也说的，个人的担子也要彼此担当，这个担子就是 burden， 你担不动的那个担子。
In the book of Galatians also mentioned that we should just bear each other's burden.
教会弟兄姐妹可以互相的 帮忙，对吧？
Meaning church brother sister, we can help each other.
所以爱的亏欠与不亏欠的真理我们需要学习的。
Therefore, we just need to learn about the debt and the no debt of love.
其次是爱的道德与不道德，
Secondly, the morality and the immorality of love.
当道德来到 爱的面前的时候呢
？When morality comes before love，
圣灵就会来拷问我们灵魂的动机了。
The Holy Spirit will interrogate our motives。
Yeah， 拷问我们什么呢
？So what does the Holy Spirit just interrogate us？
他至少要询问我们的缘由啊。
The Holy Spirit will inquire about our reasons。
但是当道德来到律法面前的时候呢
？However， when morality comes before the law，
神也会来观看我们生命的光景啊。
God will also come to watch the state of our lives。
在这一个舞台上
，On this stage，
甚至连是人与撒旦也都成了观众啊。
Even people and Satan have become spectators。
来看看上帝的审判与公义啊。
To see God's judgment and righteousness。
要简单一句，凡事都不可亏欠人，可能就会绊倒千万人，对不对
？With just one sentence that。Oh, no one, anything will stumble thousands and millions of people.
是我们有谁可以在神的律法面前夸口呢
？Who can boast in front of God's law?
又有谁可以守全神的律法呢
？And who can keep the law completely?
呀，我们知道在人不能，在神却凡事都能，对吧
？We know that what is impossible with man is possible with God.
讲到这点，很多人困惑了，此话怎讲呢？
Many people are confused about this verse.
该怎么去面对这个问题呢
？How do we face this question?
路加福音第七章记载了一个故事。
In Luke chapter 7, and this recorded a story.
呀，那位称为西门的法利赛人。
And there's a person who's named Simon.
他跟耶稣的一个对话。
He says that the conversation with Jesus.
耶稣就问他是欠五十两的人蒙恩多，还是欠一百两的？人蒙恩多呢
？So Jesus just asked Simon, so who received more blessing, either the one who owes like a 50 coin or
或者说是欠五十两的人蒙恩多，还是欠五两的人蒙恩多呢
？Or the one owes 50 coins received more blessing than the one owes only 5 coins.
那道理是一样的嘛
？It's the same truth.
对不对？蒙恩蒙的爱多，那当然罪就得赦免了嘛。
The one received the more grace and his sins is just forgiven.
Yeah, 大家有空可以去路加福音第七章读读这个故事。
So you may just take a look to read that Luke chapter 7 about this story.
这里核心到底在讲什么呢
？So what is the core in this?
其实上帝要的就是我们对的这颗心有多少。
God just values our heart.
而心的多少又是不可衡量的。
And the more or less that our heart toward God, we just cannot measure.
所以我们到底对神怎样，只有你知道，神知道，别人不一定知道的。
How you just face God, only God knows, and you know.
我们只需要知道神看我们的内心。
All we need to know is God just look at our heart.
而神又是不可轻慢的。
God cannot be mocked.
所以自己尽心尽力就好了。
Therefore, just try our just wholeheartedly.
好，最后是爱的完全与不完全。
Finally, the perfection and the imperfection of love.
我们知道没有人是完全的，对吧
？No one is perfect. We know that.
那么为什么神又要我们完全呢
？Then why does God want us to be perfect?
主在马太福音五章四十八节，他说：“所以你们要完全呢，像你们的天父完全一样。”
The Lord said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 48, He said, "You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect."
很多人都在这节经文上不知所措。
Many people they just don't know what to do with this verse.
因为我们知道律随便在律法上拿出一条来，马上就显出我们的亏欠。
We know that just take any one of the laws, and we will be found wanting.
像今天经文当中所列的那几条，对吧？
Just like the verses that listed in today.
像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，试问有谁敢夸口说自己没有犯过罪呢
？As the verse said, "You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet." So who dares to boast that he has never committed a crime?
但是保罗在这里怎么带我们走过这个困难呢？
Then how Apostle Paul just guided us on this?
他说：“或有别的诫命，都。”包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
Paul said, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
这句话可以讲得非常复杂，非常不容易说，对吧
？So this sentence can be explained as very complicated, but also we can explain it very simple way.
但是这里最直接的指向是什么呢
？So what is the most direct point here?
上帝也在看我们的心呢。
God is looking our heart.
他在看什么呢？
What is God looking at?
他在看我们的心中是否生出一个利他的心态。
So God is looking at whether we just have the mentality of benefit others in our hearts.
我们熟悉的是利己，不是利他。
When we're familiar, it's just benefit ourselves instead of benefit others.
但是当我们的生命能够生出利他的心态的时候，我们可能真是上帝的孩子了。
When we have the mentality of benefit others in our heart, we're truly God's child.
你有没有一个利他的心态？其实你知道的。
You know in your heart whether you have the mindset to benefit others.
别忘了，上帝更加知道。
Please don't forget, God knows you more.
呀，问题是你愿意吗？
The issue is, are you willing?
Yeah, 愿意了以后发现自己会吃亏的。
And when you're just willing to understand, you're willing just being taken advantage by others.
从某种程度上来讲，我们信仰就是在经历一个吃亏的旅程，对吧？
In certain point, actually, our belief, that is where we experience the journey of being taken advantage by others.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
爱就成全了律法。
Love is the fulfilling of the law.
律法是非常有果效的，指出了我们生命当中的亏欠，这个我们都知道。
We all know that the law is very effective in pointing out the shortcomings in our lives.
如经上所说，是因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
As the Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
而这个亏缺是基督在十字架上的舍命。补足了我们在律法上的亏欠，对吧？
Also, Christ's death on the cross made up for what we lack in the law.
首先，爱成全了成长的律法。
First, love fulfills the law of growth.
从今天开始，这一点开始，我们有些新的观念我们需要更新的。
From this point, and there's some just a concept we need to be renewed.
因着基督的道成肉身。
Because of Christ's incarnation,
律法延伸甚至进入到成长的领域了。
The law extends and even enters the field of growth.
我们知道在旧约，
We understand in the Old Testament,
律法的功用仅仅是指出人的罪来。
The function of law was only to point out people's sins.
更加糟糕的是什么呢？
What's worse is,
面对律法的责备与审判，人还无能为力。
That people are powerless and at a loss when faced with the rebuke and judgment of the law.
甚至是不知所措。
And they don't know what to do.
耶稣基督更新了律法的总纲啊。
Jesus Christ updated the summary of the law.
他指出最大的诫命就是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，其次就是爱人如己啊。
Pointing out that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is to love your neighbors yourself.
坦率讲，这是一个何等奇妙的恩典呢？
So, what, to be honestly, what a wonderful grace it is.
这也是新约启示的一个新的贡献。
This is New Year's contribution at the revelation in the New Testament.
也是新旧两约交织在一起的一个心意更新而变化。
And also, it's just renew our mindset just from Old Testament to New Testament.
这样的贡献只有圣灵能够完成。
With this contribution, only the Holy Spirit can just made it happen.
对于当时的犹太人来说，他听到这个道，他是震惊的。
For the Jews during that time, they were shaken by that.
从他们的角度会怎么想呢？
From their viewpoint, what would they think?
Oh, 我们这些犹太人在律法上的跌倒，原来不是绝路，还是有出路的。
And also, we just let understand that the Jews fail in the law. Actually, they have the outlet.
这个出路何在呢？
So, what is the outlet?
就是如今却因信基督，而且因着爱人就完全了律法呀。
But now they have fulfilled the law because of their faith in Christ and love for others.
就是说，律法在这里将爱与律法放进属灵生命的成长中去容身一人了。
That is to say, the law is here, putting love and the law into the growth of spiritual life to glorify God and benefit people.
讲到这一点，我心里都很激动，很感动。
And I was just that full of this the excitement, and when I shared about this message,
我觉得神的话语真是了不起。
God's words so wonderful.
呀，认真读进去，发现里边的奥秘原来这么多。
When we enter into God's words and we just realize and God's truth is so just abundant.
那其次是爱成全了警醒的律法。
Secondly, love fulfills the law of vigilance.
我们常常听到有人怎么说呢？
So what do people always say?
他说你是无法唤醒一个不愿意醒了的人，对吧？
So many people say that you just cannot wake up someone who doesn't want to wake up.
听听觉得很有道理啊。
It seems that makes sense.
特别对一些不听话的小朋友，对不听话的娃来讲，父母真是拿他没办法，对吧？
So especially for children, they don't listen to the parents, and it seems like makes sense.
但是人在灰心之余，可不可以回到圣经中来找神带领你的方向与力量呢？
However, when we are just discouraged, can we just come back to God's words to receive the strength?
你看大卫在诗篇二十三篇他怎么说呢？
In Psalm 23, David said,
他说是他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路啊。
It is he who awakened my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
换句话讲呢？
In another words,
如果不是神使我苏醒，
If God hadn't awakened me,
我又何德何能可以自己醒来呢？
How could I have awakened myself?
是神的爱唤醒了我沉睡的灵啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, it was God's love that awakened my dormant spirit.
所以做父母的不要太着急。
Therefore, as parents, just don't just be just so anxious.
也不要太靠自己。
Do not rely on yourself.
靠自己靠不住的。
Because we're not reliable.
你总觉得做父母有很大的权柄和能力，其实不真实的。
As a parent, we thought we have a great authority, actually.
如果你不将小孩子带到神面前来，让神来唤醒他，你一筹莫展，什么办法都没有的。
If you do not bring your child to God, how can you awaken him?
Yeah, 所以请弟兄姐妹在这一点上有多多的学习和体会了。
So just pray that brother and sister, we can just learn from this and just understand.
Yeah, 不但如此，神甚至将唤醒我定义为神的律法。
Not only that, God even defined awakening me as God's law.
这甚至也是律法的更新啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, that is also a renewal of the law.
从旧约到新约的更新。
A renewal from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
这是耶稣基督亲自来到所带来的更新啊。
And it is Jesus Christ with his incarnation, he brought us renewal.
一个醒来的人。
A person who's awake.
如果他持续醒着的话呢？
If he remains awake,
在神的眼中就称他是一个警醒的人。
In God's eyes, he's a person who is the alert person.
就是耶稣一直在教导我们警醒之道。
Jesus continued to keep us the truth of just being alert.
呀，圣经记载他清早起床，在旷野地方，在那里祷告。
So the Bible just said Jesus just got up early in the morning and just prayed in the wilderness.
他在为我们做一个警醒的榜样。
Jesus just set a role model for us to be alert.
在客西马利园他祷告。
Jesus also prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他的汗呢如血滴般的滴到地下。
And Jesus was just sweating just like the blood just shed just on him.
他在我面前活出一个在困难在艰难之处挣扎的一个榜样。
Jesus just set a role model for us when he was in trouble.
甚至他为门徒守望。
He even just guard for his disciples.
他说你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Jesus said, your soul, you're willing, however, in your flesh, you're very weak.
客西马利园的祷告。
The prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
彼得、雅各、约翰都跌倒了。
Peter, James, John, they all stumbled.
最后他走上十字架，继续为钉他的罗马兵钉去祷告。
In the end, when Jesus was crucified on the cross, he even just prayed for those soldiers.
那个时候，彼得、雅各、约翰、多马这些门徒都跑了。
At during that time, the disciples, Peter, James, and all those of them, John, they all escaped.
他们所做的，他们不知道，求你赦免他吧。
Jesus prayed to the Lord. Lord, they don't know what they're doing. Please forgive them.
这是基督耶稣这一生所行的警醒之道，提醒我们。
This is the truth of the being alert. Jesus just set a role model for us.
也是用他的大爱来唤醒我们，也帮助我们来警醒。
Jesus was using his great love to awaken us and help us to be alert.
请问今天你正在警醒吗？
Brother and sister, are you just being alert today?
要最后，爱成全了生命的律法。
Finally, love fulfills the law of life.
我们知道信仰的道路 不容易了。
We understand the path of faith is not easy.
但是我们必须知道到底难在哪里呢？
We need to understand what the difficulty is.
他是讲信仰难就难在一个真字。
So the difficulty just lies in the word, true.
就是说你的真信耶稣，你不能假信啊，对吧？
Meaning, are you just truly believing Jesus?
你更加不能够自欺欺人啊。
And you cannot just self-deceive yourself.
保罗说黑夜已深，白昼将近啊。
Paul said, the night is far gone, the day is at hand.
Yeah, 什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
晚上你就休息，该睡觉嘛。
Nighttime, you need to rest.
那白天起来，你开始要工作，要干活了。
And daytime, you just need to work.
那如何去干活呢？
How to work.
如何去工作呢？
How to just support.
又是怎样去服侍神呢？
How to serve God.
但是我们就当脱去暧昧的行为。
So then, let us cast off the works of darkness.
穿上光明的兵器。
And put on the armor of light.
我们知道信仰的核心是生命的改变了。
We know the core of faith, there's a change of life.
来不得半点夸夸其谈。
And not just the empty talk.
既然是属神的儿女，就当活在光中。
Since we're children of God, we should live in the light.
活在光中就当告别，脱去暗昧的行为啊。
Living in the light means saying goodbye to putting off the deeds of darkness.
圣经在讲什么呢？
What is the Bible talking about?
他对我们每一个人在说话呀。
Bible just talk to each other.
你总要从某一天开始。
We must start from a certain day.
要洁净我们口中的话语。
To purify our word.
从此不再讲假话。
From now, just stop just telling lies.
也不再拨弄是非。
Stop the spreading rumors.
不再奸淫。
Stop committing adultery.
不再杀人。
Stop killing.
不再偷盗。
Stop stealing.
不再贪婪。
Stop being disgraced.
不再骄傲。
Stop being proud.
也不再亏欠人。
And stop owing others.
请问你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at third point.
要披戴基督耶稣啊。
Put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
披戴就是穿上的意思。
To put on means to wear.
我们可能需要想一想，或者有没有想过，为什么一定要穿戴耶稣基督呢？
Have you ever thought about this? Or let's think about this. Why we should put on Jesus Christ?
保罗到底在这里讲什么呢？
What is Paul talking about?
首先，他说要脱去暗昧的行为。
First,Put off the deeds of darkness.
这是信仰的前提条件，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, this is a prerequisite for faith.
就是要告别罪孽，迎向永生了。
That is to say goodbye to sin and welcome eternal life.
先要肯定我们信主前的行为是暧昧的。
First, we must affirm that our deeds before believing the Lord were dark.
承认就是说是我们认罪了。
To admit that is the confession.
接下来就是脱去老我，这是悔改。
Then we must put off the old self, which is repentance.
如果我们单单认罪而没有悔改呢？
If we only confess our sins but do not repent.
圣经就说我们所信的也就是枉然了。
Bible says, in this case, our faith is in vain.
暗昧到底指什么意思呢？
So what is that the darkness referred to?
一是指无知了。
One is ignorance.
二是指败坏。
Second is corruption.
无知可以解释为故意不知道。
Ignorance can be interpreted and interpreted as deliberate ignorance. Such as the Pharaoh of Egypt.
我们看看那段历史，出埃及记就知道。
Let's look at Exodus this history.
法老是一而再、再而三的拦阻以色列人出埃及。
The Pharaoh just repeatedly prevented the Israelites from leaving Egypt.
甚至神降下了十灾啊。
God even just sent the 10 plagues.
甚至第十灾死了长子，他也不肯悔改。
The Pharaoh even refused to repent when his eldest son died in the 10th plague.
直到带领埃及兵丁一直追到红海，葬身海底，没话讲。
Until the whole army was eliminated and buried in the Red Sea.
所谓的不死不作不死不死不作呀。
And then it said, just do not even repent, and even till they die.
就是想方设法要把自己的生命给作死。
I just tried all the effort to die.
败坏是指一个人对神的话语、对圣灵的感动、对客观的印证已经无感了。
Corruption means that a person has become insensitive to the word of God and the inspiration of Holy Spirit and objective cognition.
无论神的话语怎么说。
No matter how God just tell the words,
也无论教会怎么样去帮助你悔改。
No matter how the church help you to repent,
借着牧师主日的讲道
through pastor's sermon on Sunday,
主日学的教导
also the teaching in Sunday school,
门训的时候的教导
the teaching in the discipleship class,
在祷告会前后的教导
the teaching before and after the prayer meeting,
或者是约时间单独谈话的教导
or the with the time and with the teaching.
总之就是上帝借着他的身体教会耶稣基督的身体对我们的帮助对我们的挽回
and also just any, so in summary that is just from the teaching with the body of Christ which is church to restore
人是有可能有一天走到一个地步对这一切无感
so it's a possible one day and the person just have an indifference to all this teaching
所有身上的暗昧不肯脱去
And unwilling to just let go, to remove this darkness.
背后所讲的是非
And the gossip just behind in the darkness.
口舌中的诡诈
And also the deceitfulness.
哪一样东西能够逃离上帝的审判呢
Which one of this can just escape from God's judgment?
人若不披戴基督耶稣，这一切就会在我们生命里面不断的翻滚了。
If we do not put on Jesus Christ, we are not able. That all those the darkness will just dwell in our heart.
其次是行事为人要端正啊。
Secondly, we must behave properly.
保罗所说的带上光明的兵器是什么意思呢
？When Paul said to put on the armor of light, what does that mean?
他指的是神儿女的行事为人的好行为。
He was referring to the good behavior of God's children.
那一个人的行事。端正的原因何在呢
？So a person's behavior is upright. So what is reason?
很简单的讲，因为神的爱在他生命里边呢。
Very simply, because God's love is in his life.
因为有神的爱在心里边。
Because there's God's love in his life.
他就会生出合神心意的核心价值观来。
Then he will just have this the core value that in line with God's will.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这个核心价值观就是我们的兵器了。
This core value is our armor,
也就是保罗所说的光明兵器了
which is what Paul called the armor of light.
行天路，活永生
walking the heavenly path and living the eternal life.
在神的眼中，就是在为主打一场美好的仗啊
and that is just fighting a good fight for the Lord.
我们品行端正，并不是在作秀了
Our upright conduct is not a show,
乃是在为神做见证。
But a testimony for God.
世人看见了我们。
So the world just look at us.
凡事奉主的名。
That we do everything in Jesus Christ's name.
在神的眼中就说我们如同行在白昼一般。
In God's eyes that we were just walking in the day.
就不行黑暗了。
That means we do not just walk in the darkness.
就不在背后讲是非了。
That means we do not just speak the gossips that are behind.
就不在背后做一些黑暗的事情。
And not to do those kind of things that are in the darkness.
这种情况下神就得荣耀了。
In this kind of situation, God receives his glory.
如果我们能够遵行保罗的劝勉。
If we can follow Paul's exhortation.
不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒。
Not in orgies and drunkenness, and just not in the sexual immorality and the sensuality.
那我们就开始走上脱离暧昧行为的步伐了。
In this case, we have truly just gotten rid of the work of darkness.
好，最后是披戴主耶稣基督。
Finally, put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
之所以要披戴主耶稣基督呢？
The reason for putting on that Jesus Christ
是因为我们远离神已经很久了。
That is, we have been away from God for a long time.
我们对属灵的装备、所穿的衣服、所呼吸的空气、所当有的心思意念等等，很陌生了。
That means we have become unfamiliar with spiritual equipment, the clothes we wear, the air that we breathe, the thoughts and the mindset we should have, etc.
所以基督今天送一件。属灵的军装给我们好方便我们去打仗
Therefore, today, Christ sent us a spiritual armor to facilitate us to fight for the Lord
去为主打一场美好的仗
That is to fight a good fight for God
在为主征战的过程中呢
In the process of fighting for the Lord
渐渐的我们所穿戴的基督
Gradually, The Christ that we wear just like
就深入我们的生命了。
It just becomes like our life.
以至于我们是越来越像主了。
So that we become more and more like the Lord.
在神的眼中
In God's eyes.
如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里边活着。
Now it is no longer me who lives, but Christ who dwells in me.
要使得我们不再愿意为肉体去安排。
This makes us then no longer willing to make arrangements for the flesh.
更加不去放纵私欲了。
Let alone indulge in selfish desires.
这个蜕变的过程可能是痛苦的。
This transformation process may be painful.
但最终一定是有平安的。
But in the end, it must be peaceful.
有盼望的。
Hopeful.
有喜乐的。
Joyful.
好，感谢主。
We'll thank the Lord.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love is patient. Love is kind.
而且爱是永不止息的弟兄姐妹
And love never fails, brothers and sisters.
爱要成为使命呢
Love becomes a mission.
什么原因啊
Why?
因为神就是爱嘛
Because God is love.
而且不是我们爱呢是神先爱我们呢
It is not because we love, but because God loves us first.
因为他先爱我们我们可以彼此相爱、啊、
Because God loves us first, so that we can love one another.
也因为爱的缘故
And because of love.
爱竟然成就了律法
Love has fulfilled the law.
也成全了律法
And completed the law.
耶稣说天地都要废去神的律法一笔一画都不能废去
Jesus said that the heaven and earth will pass away, but not a single stroke of God's law will pass away.
求神帮助我们
May God help us.
披戴基督
To put on Christ.
叫我们的生命去见证主的美好
So that our lives can bear witness to the beauty of the Lord.
主我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.